I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about post-certification. Chief, what is post-certification, first of all?
What it stands for, real quick, is the Peace Officer Standards Training Program, and there's what they call a post-commission, and it's a board of chiefs and sheriffs that volunteer to set the curriculum for law enforcement academies, for instructors, and they kind of dictate what amount of training police officers have to do each year. And so there's several things. I think a lot of people think we just go to a police academy and we're done, and that's not the case at all.
What are some of the main points of the post-certification that you guys have to follow and be certified with every year?
Some of the most important things are each year we have to have 24 courses a year, and so those vary from anything from driver training to a lot of risk management issues, racial profiling, and just if something comes up that year, for example, the Ferguson effect. A few years ago, we had a lot of things change, and we had to do more training because of that, and more sensitivity training. And I foresee a lot more coming here in the future. Here in the future, I believe that we're going to see things change with post, and I think that we're going to have more hours, and which isn't a bad thing, because I'm real big on training. As long as we're trained and ready to serve this community, then we're set.
How does the Chillicothe Police Department handle that training? Do you do it locally, or do you go out of town for it?
There's several ways we handle this training. Right now, we have a MRMA risk management group for our, I guess you could call them, insurance company through the city, and they have a program that we have to do monthly, and we have to have the certain hours done within that month and total at the end of the year. And so they're really good at helping us along that. And we have to pass the classes. And we not just sit at a computer, but we have to pass those classes with an 80% or 90% score. And so it forces the officers to sit there and actually learn instead of just skipping through on a computer or whatnot. But and then we also go through other trainings, in-person trainings, and those are very good. You know, we attend a lot of Highway Patrol Academy stuff. There's just a lot to it, and one thing you may not know is each year, if a police officer doesn't have those set amount of hours or set trainings, by December 31st, we lose our post commission, and it takes quite a bit to get that back, and that, you know, that takes away our powers of arrest, our powers to enforce the law. So we really have to stay up on these trainings.
So it's not just the officer that has to have the certification, it's also the department.
It is, yeah. If one person or two people lose that training, it can really be a detriment to our department, and luckily we haven't had that.
Does the post-training include any firearms training?
It does. So you have to have two hours of firearms each year. We go above, and we have more than that, and most of our training we do. You know, there's a standard or a basic that the post commission sets, but we always try to go above and beyond that so that we can better serve this community. You know, there's more to it. I'm really big into the crisis intervention training, the de-escalation training, just to better prepare our officers mentally for some of the things that they deal with.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.